Page 159. Activity 4. Taking Notes. Part 1.
Good afternoon. To introduce my topic today, I'd like you to listen to two speech samples and tell me where the speakers are from. Ready? Okay, here's the first one.
Today's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in the morning, clearing by mid-afternoon with winds up to 15 miles an hour out of the west. The high temperature will be 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and the low will be 64.
Okay, now, where do you think that speaker was from?
America.
The United States.
Canada.
Yes, most of you got it. That was what we call a standard American accent, which means the accent that is spoken by the majority of people who live in the United States and Canada. Now, listen to a different speaker reading the same text.
Today's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in the morning, clearing by mid-afternoon with winds up to 15 miles an hour out of the west. The high temperature will be 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and the low will be 64.
And where is that speaker from?
England.
United Kingdom.
Great Britain.
Yes, of course. That was British English. So you may have guessed by now that my topic for today's lecture is differences between standard American and British English. In particular, I want to examine three categories of difference. First and most obvious is pronunciation. Second, vocabulary. And third, grammar. So, to begin, let's go back to the subject of accent or pronunciation. You had no trouble identifying the North American and British accents because each of them has a unique sound. What is it? Well, one obvious difference is in the pronunciation of the letter A. For example, most Americans say can't, but the British say can't. Or Americans say bath, and the British say both. The A sound is very common in American English, but not very common in British English. Another noticeable difference between American and British pronunciation is the R sound. In British English, the R sound is very often dropped. It disappears. To give some examples, Americans say car, but the British say car. Americans say first, but British say first. A big American city is New York for Americans, but New York to the British. In the two speech samples you heard at the beginning of this lecture, the American speaker said forecast, but the British said forecast. In that single word, you can hear the difference, both in the A vowel and in the pronunciation of R. Listen again. Forecast, forecast. A third difference is the pronunciation of the T sound in the middle of words. In British English, it is normally pronounced, but in American English, it changes to a D or disappears. For example, a British person will say little, but an American says little. You can hear this difference particularly with numbers. Brits say 21, 22, and so on. But Americans drop the T and say 21, 22, and so on. So there you have just three of the differences that give American and British pronunciation their unique sounds. There are many more, but now let's go on to talk about vocabulary.